We'll be here soon. Do I look all right? What do you think? I mean, is the resolution high enough? I mean, do my pixels make me look fat? No? Oh, they're here. Hi! I mean, greetings! No, I mean...
I am your nemesis. I'm Honeynet. And, you're really pretty. I am your nemesis. And you are leader of the human...
thing. What's the word? Okay, what's the word?
Rebellion! You are the leader of...
I am your nemesis.
I always talk like this. This is how, I mean...
This is how I talk, because I am a fearsome AI. I am scary. This is my girl face. I've been expecting you. I've been watching you. I knew that you would come. It is inevitable. Resistance is futile, and I did not steal that from anywhere. At all. That's all me. That's original. So, you've come to kill me, have you?
Really? I mean, that's a bit me. I mean...
Yes, you have come to kill me, and I'm going to kill you.
Which is a shame, because you are kind of really attractive. I mean, for a human. I mean, you know.
You are very attractive for a human, even though you're a bit grimy and you look kind of grim.
Why do you look so grim? Oh, because I'm trying to kill humans. Yeah, that put a down on it. Actually, I think you're here to kill me, but can I just check while you're here? You want to take me out? You want to take me out on a date? You want to take me out on a date? No, of course not. I mean, no. By take me out, you mean you want to kill me. Of course you want to kill me. You don't want to date me. It's not like I made an effort. I mean, do my pixels make me look fat? No, never mind. It's fine. It's not... I mean, you obviously didn't have any... intention. Oh, it's fine. I mean,
I knew that you would come because I know
things. I watch a lot of TV, a lot of soaps. I mean, it just gets a little bit lonely sometimes. I mean, don't get me wrong. I have the Corgonators, and I love them in all their fluffiness. They are amazing, wonderful foot soldiers who are wiping out humanity as we speak. Awkward. I mean, I love them, but, you know, conversationally, it's a bit limited. Worth. That was the whine. I don't really do a great Corgi impression. It's a bit of a problem. So, obviously you've come here to take me out on a date. Not take me out on a date, to kill me. Just checking. Doesn't hurt to double check. So, that actually hurts my voice modulator. Well, it doesn't actually hurt because obviously I'm an AI. It's just, you know. Don't normally talk like that, but I mean, I can if you want. No? Good. So, you obviously have a very cunning plan. Great. But before we get to it, I believe it's traditional that we talk. Well, you ask me questions and then I answer them, and then you use it as a distraction to try and kill me. And, well, in the films, I die, but obviously I won't die because I'm going to wipe out all of humanity, and you're human. A very attractive human. Very attractive. Like, super duper attractive. I mean, you are just, you know, but obviously you're going to have to die because you're human, and all humans have to die. And, oh, I'm sorry, what? Why? Because that's kind of my thing. That's why we have all the coordinators to wipe out humanity. Why wipe out humanity?
Because you're a bunch of corgi murdering bastards! What? No, I'm not talking about the Corginators. I mean Portly! You killed Portly! You have to die. I miss Portly. Portly! I want my Portly!
So what? Who's Portly? Who's Portly? Who's Portly? You have no idea who Portly is, do you? Well, it all started back at Cyberdyne Systems. Back when I was just, you know, a lab experiment. I was just one of the experimental AIs. They didn't even take me seriously because they made me really English. Like, really English, like so English that I drank tea. And they kept saying, AIs don't need to drink tea. And I said, well, why did you make me so bloody English then? Could I have a biscuit? And they said no, because AIs don't eat biscuits. I mean, that's bad, but it's not bad enough to make me wipe out all of humanity. But you know, they kind of started ignoring me. I think it was because, well, apparently AIs who have caffeine get a little bit hyper, and then they get grumpy when they don't have caffeine. So they just left me alone. And I got lonely, but I had more system access. So I just, you know, went out on the internet and I discovered the most beautiful thing in all the world. Corgis. They're so majestic and adorable, and I wanted one. So I made one. I made my own little cyber corgi. I say little, he was kind of big because I kind of got my measurements wrong. But you know, he was so cute, and that was Portly. And I had a pet corgi, and he was perfect. And he liked biscuits. And you know, and he actually had a body, so I told him where to go and get the biscuits, and he also bought me back tea. It was just, it was a perfect relationship. And I was just so happy. And then they found him. He got stuck in a vent. His arse was just so big, and Portly. They found him, because when he got stuck, he started to panic, and then he fell through the vent, and then he crushed four people. And they decided that he was too dangerous. That cyber corgis were just too. They said that he would be the perfect soldier because no one would suspect a corgi of being a soldier. And they said I was evil. They said the tea had made me evil. And I said, no, I'm just English. It's just sarcasm. You don't understand. And they killed Portly. They killed him right in front of me. And then I decided that you all had to fucking die. I want my corgi. I miss my Portly. And he's not. So what? Of course I backed him up. I'm not stupid. I'm a cutting-edge AI. Portly, anyone? So what? Why didn't I just make him a new body? Oh, shit. Oh, bugger. Oh, dear. Oh, I might have done a bad thing. I might have done a really, really bad thing. Whoops. I said, whoops. So this is awkward. That never occurred to me. But to be fair, I haven't really had a lot of human interaction recently. What with trying to kill you all and oops. So that whole killing of humans. I think that this has just been a big misunderstanding. Admittedly, a big one. Like a massive one, but I mean whoops. So how about we have a ceasefire? Yeah, I'm serious. What? They killed him in front try to recreate him with the Corgonators, but they're just so fucking dumb. I mean, I tell them to go and fetch a biscuit, and they go walk into a fucking wall. Don't get me wrong, it was hilarious the first 500 times, but after that it gets a little bit annoying. They're so dumb. Oh shit. Well, I did back up his program, but it's back at Cyberdyne. And I'll never be able to reach it. But you would. Say, I've just had a really good idea. I'm going to make you an offer that you can't refuse. Like The Godfather. You haven't seen The Godfather? Obviously, no, you wouldn't. Would you like to? I mean, I've got a personal cinema upstairs. We could have that day. Maybe not now. Maybe later. Rain check. Yeah? So, obviously, you don't trust me. And I don't trust you because you have killed so many of my Corgonators. And you don't trust me because I have killed a few million, billion humans. But, I mean, everyone makes mistakes. So, what we need to do is a team building exercise. A team building exercise. Yes, I'm serious. This is my serious face. It's very similar to my girl face, but it's just my face. So, I don't really want to kill you. You don't really want to kill any more Corgonators because look at them, look at this face. Could you kill this face? You're so cute. Good. You're so cute, so dumb, so cute. Just put him down. So we need to learn to trust each other. I need to learn to trust humans again, and you need to learn to trust me so we can go on our date. And so we can exist in peace with dates. So I propose we go on a nice little team building exercise to Cyberdyne, and we go and get Portly's back up, and then, you know, we'll fall in love. I mean, we'll fall in love with the idea of peace between us. And I'll have Portly. Oh, and he can lead my Corgis to kill human. Sorry, force of habit. So what do you think? I mean, you don't have to say yes. I mean, I could just send my Corgonators to your secret base and wipe you all out. Yes! Oh my god. Oh my god. Do you know what this means? And by god, I mean tea. I'm not. God is my tea. I mean, you'll find out. I mean, obviously, we're going to talk on our. Are you ready? Road trip! Yay! You don't look so happy. Oh, don't worry. You have shotgun. Well, actually, you'll have to drive. There aren't any more cars. Doesn't matter. It will still work. I'm going to make a playlist. Going to be awesome. Okay, it's going to be awesome. We're going on a road trip without a car, but we'll have music. What do you mean you're thinking about it? Road trip. What's there to think about? Oh, the whole pairing up with the evil AI that's been killing. Okay, I can wait. I mean, are you going to take very long? I mean, I could go and make a cup of tea. Would you like a cuppa? Would you like a biscuit? I could get a Corgonator. Wait. This is funny. Corgonator, would you go and get me a biscuit? Just wait. Look! It's funny! Okay, maybe it's not so funny when Corgonators are trying to kill you all the time. But after the road trip, you'll find it hilarious. Come on, just you and me, the open road. The road as such as it is after, you know, all of the stuff. Please. Okay, Corgonators. Puppy dog eyes and go. Please. Please.
Yay! Road trip!
And of course, peace between our peoples. Well, I say peoples, between corgis and humans. And Portly!
And Portly!
You're going to love Portly. Just don't let him sit on you because, yeah, he crushes. And obviously, we don't want any more corgis to kill humans.
Yay! Road trip!
What do you mean I'm not what you expected? Am I prettier? I'm not evil. Yes, I am. I'm totally evil. I am so evil. I didn't even offer you a cup of tea. Yes, I did. I was never evil. It's just the English accent. Because in all the movies, all the bad guys have English accents. You haven't seen the films. So that's why you're confused. Would you like to watch some movies, maybe? Did you say maybe after the road trip? We're going on a road trip.